Last year, a nearly identical bill never even made it to a vote in the House. That's because many conservative lawmakers, including House Speaker David Ralston, were concerned it would be too costly for small businesses. Ralston's press secretary, Caleb McMicken, says that still worries the speaker. But he says Ralston won't stand in the way of it getting to a vote if he can get more information on how it will affect businesses and premiums.
Speaker Ralston is mindful that this impacts families, you know, just as with the medical cannabis bill. So he's certainly sympathetic to what they're going through. All the speaker wants to be able to do is to be able to have the data to make an informed decision.
And Ralston could soon get some of that data, because right now, state employees enrolled in the state health benefit plan have access to autism treatment for children 10 and under. Governor Deal said before lawmakers make a final decision, he'll provide them with preliminary data on that coverage. Michelle Wirth, WABE News, the state capitol.